Practical Meditations for Every Day in the Year on the Life of Our Lord Jesus Christ, composed by a Father of the Society of Jesus, translated from the French in 1868. July 25th. Message of St. John the Baptist to Jesus. First Prelude. Behold St. John the Baptist in prison. Second Prelude. Beg for resignation and constancy like the saints in adversity. Point 1. Captivity and zeal of St. John the Baptist. Consideration. Now when John had heard in prison the works of Christ, sending two of his disciples, he said to him, Art thou he that art to come, or look we for another? Why did the Holy Precursor send this message? He knew well that our Lord was the Messiah. He did not want to be released from prison, for he knew that blessed are they that suffer persecution for justice' sake. But he wished his disciples to see Jesus, to know him, to attach themselves to him, and follow him. Application. We are here taught most practical lessons. John the Baptist had lived a holy life, and he was thrown into prison, apparently abandoned. The Lord did nothing for him, but he never complained. His patience was not exhausted. His faith was unshaken. And I, who have done so little, I give way to impatience, to complaints and mistrust, when I do not succeed in my undertakings, or when I am left to myself in trouble. Then again, the Holy Precursor was suffering the agony of a harsh captivity. He was severely tried, both physically and morally. But none of this could quench the ardor of his zeal. He still fulfilled the mission which had been given to him. How far am I from possessing such strength of mind, such heroic constancy? A little indisposition, a slight suffering, is sufficient to cast me down, and to make me neglect the whole or part of my duty to God and my neighbor, and to act as if I had no one else to occupy myself about in this world. Is this not true? Point 2. The answer of Jesus to the messengers of St. John. Consideration. When the disciples asked, Art thou he that art to come, the Messiah promised by the prophets? Our Lord answered them by actions, working various miracles before their eyes which had been foretold by the prophet Isaiah, proving to them thus, both by miracles and the accomplishment of prophecy, that he was really the Messiah. Then when he sent them away, he said, Go and relate to John what you have heard and seen. Application. After the example of our Divine Master, we should show more by our actions than by our words that we are truly the children of that God who is purity, sanctity, and goodness itself. Let us prove to the world that we are the children and heirs of our Holy Founder by reproducing His virtues in us, by showing that we are animated by His Spirit. Of what use is it to bear a noble name if our conduct is not in accordance with it? Besides, will not our words be far more persuasive if our life is in conformity with them? Are you convinced of this? Point 3. Our Lord's Praise of St. John the Baptist. Consideration. One of the greatest glories of St. John the Baptist is that he was publicly praised by the Son of God, who only can justly appreciate virtue because he alone can see the depths of the heart. And when they went their way, says the evangelist, he began to speak to the multitude concerning John. What went you out into the desert to see? A reed shaken with the wind? But what went you out to see, a man clothed in soft garments? But what went you out to see, a prophet? Yea, I say to you, and more than a prophet. Application. The praise of men is worth nothing. It is vain because they see only the exterior. But let us try to be worthy of approbation from him who sees the heart and who will judge us. The means of obtaining it is to make the two virtues which he especially praised in his precursor our own, that is, perseverance in a holy life and an entire mortification of our disorderly inclinations. But alas, is it not precisely in these things we are wanting? Like the reed shaken by the wind, we are perpetually inconstant to our resolutions, bringing nothing to a good end, gratifying our senses and our ease. Let us acknowledge this, and humble and correct ourselves.